We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
DGS, happy Friday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Happy Friday.
Hi, Dave.
So, transitional day, right?
No, not today. Tomorrow's kind of the transitional day. We're warmer tomorrow. I mean, today, you know, what, 25, 26 degrees almost felt like a heat wave. But tomorrow, 39, 40 degrees, still below average. Now, when we wake up in the morning, it's going to be really cold because we're going down to 15 in the city surrounding area, 8-9 in the surrounding suburbs. So a cold start, or noontime, you'll start to feel it a little bit, 39-40, 28 Saturday night, 38 on Sunday. That happens about noontime. A cold front comes through, but it's more of a Pacific-based cold front. So only a slow drop in temperature during the afternoon, maybe a couple of snow flurries. Monday, after a cold start of 20 to 25 degrees, we're going to warm up to 52 on Monday afternoon. Then another cold front comes by that's a little stronger, but get us back into well below average temperatures. Not like we've come out of this week, but below average temperatures Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay, very cool. Who's that brought by?
No big storms. No big storms in sight.
Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
So you know how I love the nerd stuff, the science stuff, the space stuff, as Trish would say, and I don't understand how this works, but I thought it was very interesting. I was reading an article by psychologists who were saying that the way that memory works, especially with trauma, that most of us who are adults, kids will remember it differently, but 5-10 years from now, when we look back on COVID, let's say that it ended, you know, this year, so we got 2-3 years, it'll just be one weird blur. It'll be very difficult for us to really parse out things that happened. Hey, was that you or was that the dog?
That was a dog. She's right. She's been snoring away.
Sounded like your tummy was hungry.
It's so convenient to keep dogs around you, isn't it?
I know it.
Can get away with almost anything.
For him to just burp.
Yep.
But is that a weird, thought that one of these days, not that long from now, that we would look back on it and just be like, it's just going to be like one block of cheese.
But even now, last year, 2020 seems like a big blur. If you ask me to pick out parts or specific, I mean, especially for people who are working from home.
Yeah,
I can't differentiate between, you know, 1 week from another, or even weekday, weekend.
A day. Yeah. Day versus a day.
Mm-hmm. So I believe that
we all have COVID brain.
It appears that CBD and THC do act to keep you from contracting COVID.
Really?
Yeah, isn't it like they put some sort of protective barrier in your nostrils and lungs?
Something.
I mean, it's not great for you in general to have that build up, but it can fend COVID off.
Really strange.
Interesting. Well.
Well, you're not putting that in your nose, though.
I think it's not just smoking it. I think it's also just ingesting the compound.
The drops or something.
So the drops would help?
Yeah, again, not an expert, but yeah, evidently just the substance, the elements.
Well, there's reason.
So the M&M thing is blown up. Rachel kind of called it yesterday. You thought there was going to be a big story. It's a big story. And one interesting part of it is evidently Gen Z has already grabbed onto the anxious orange M&M as their standard bearer.
Like, how, though?
Like, he's so real and he's so
But
me.
Who's the Gen Z, like,
you got
representative?
Reporting stories I've
JoJo
read.
JoJo Siwa is out there, like, it me, the orange M&M. Yeah, he's anxious and he's going to lean into his
I'm only eating orange from now on.
He's acknowledging his anxiety. That's what the orange M&M is doing.
But he is going to, he is going to tie his shoes to display.
Did you?
What was it? Confidence? Something like that?
Cautious
nature.
His caution, yeah. Dave, you weren't on yesterday when we were talking about the M&M candy story, were you?
No.
Have you seen this in the news?
M&M,
Mars Wrigley is rebranding their M&M's characters that we know from TV and from the packaging to be more progressive in our new dynamic world. So the sexy green M&M, who Andrew has a big crush on, we learned yesterday, she used to wear high heels, and now she's wearing sneakers.
How's that hit you, Andrew?
You know what? I think she looks even better. I gotta say.
He likes a casual queen.
Yeah. She doesn't need to try too hard for me.
Am I the only one? I have a story here. Playboy is trying to distance itself from Hugh Hefner's troubling legacy. I mean, I grew up during this era. And how's anyone surprised? Like, it was the absolute core nucleus of everything that was misogyny, which back then wasn't even a word. It was just like my dad had Playboys, which meant that I had Playboys. And it was like all the funny stuff and like this and that. And I understand that Hugh Hefner can do things as a human that you're like, oh my God, that's so reprehensible. But it's not like he was running the 700 Club, you know?
Right.
I mean, why is everyone so shocked that...
Well, some people think, and maybe rightly so, that Playboy is exploiting women. So now you're getting angry at the guy for exploiting women. It's one degree to the other degree. It's kind of confusing.
I'm shocked that the brand is still hanging around in 2022.
Yeah, I am too.
Because, I mean... It's pornography. Let's just call it what it is. You can get that for free everywhere. And then there's so much. I mean, if you are willing to pay for it, you're going to be able to find something exactly for you. And Playboy, I don't even think it's just kind of turned into a different thing. It's almost like it's turned into a more racy model type of situation rather than when I was growing up, it was always the impression that, like, this is pornography and this is being used for certain purposes. Now it's more of a, it's almost like a legacy, which is weird that they're trying to separate that legacy from the guy who created the legacy. It's the Playboy brand. So if you're fine getting down to almost nothing or nothing, it's kind of like a milestone in certain women's careers who are models. But then, and that's for the reason that it is.
Yeah.
It's been this thing, but then they're trying to make it not that thing. It's just weird.
So interesting how relatively quickly things change, because I think it was back in the 60s and 70s where they had the Playboy clubs all over. There was one here. I think some of our fellow media colleagues used to be Playboy bunnies, Colleen. And and I remember my uncle would come to visit my cousins, and he would bring a big brown paper bag full of the Playboys, and he would hand them to my dad. He's like, so a little light reading for you. And my mom and my aunt would both just roll their eyes like, oh, you boys. Mm-hmm. But that's all it was. It was just like, Shaw.
Playboy was like the classy version, right? And then you had Hustler, which was the racier version. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
But it was still the same.
Anyway. The guys went, yep.
Yeah. Well, Playboy had articles that
I
you guys
Hustler
were reading,
was more
too.
Straight to the point, right?
Very
like, we know
so.
What
yeah.
you're doing.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, like Penthouse. So. It was just pornography.
That and...
I mean, Andrew just, like, shrugged into the mic, like, it was just born. And then gets back on the phone with the listener.
Andrew has a whole collection from the 60s and 70s.
Remember when we did that?
I love Dave.
I don't think any of you guys were on the show. Dave Murray would have been. Were you on the show, Rach, when Close did the whole finding porn in a tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the woods. It was
amazing.
In the woods.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Because I had a story where I legitimately found a brown paper bag with about 10 magazines and created a secret society around those magazines. Swear to God, we'd have meetings and be like, okay, I call this meeting to order if you'll open your Wii magazine to page 79. And Close goes, everyone found porn in the woods. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you are the craziest old man ever. And we took calls for an hour.
Yeah. Of people finding porn in the woods.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the popular hiding spot?
I guess it was. I guess it makes sense. You know,
yeah. It's like,
I
mean, buried treasure.
Parents will never find it. It was like in a log in the woods. It was like, he was like, yeah,
so mom wouldn't find it. Mom or dad wouldn't find it.
I remember going to like a lot of book and magazine stores. Then they would have the ones like behind with the
or you'd have a whole other section. You'd have to go through a beaded curtain or something.
Never had the guts.
No, yeah, never.
I would look at that room all the time and just like,
you're like dropping your wallet behind the curtain. Like, I gotta go get it.
Yeah, underhand tossing it through the beads. Yeah. Like, oh,
pretend to slip on a banana peel. Whoa, still falling.
Simply have no choice.
Yeah, it is interesting though. Like Playboy was always like a cheeky, like, it's the classy version of all of this. It's the fun, cute version.
And we're
of,
reading the articles. Right. That was the big joke.
And Hugh was the person who created that brand. It's just interesting to separate yourself from the creator of the brand when he's the whole reason the brand was successful.
It was weird, though, wasn't it, that he was the brand ambassador. He was always a creepy little dude.
For sure.
Well, I mean, he was not attractive in the least.
He'd have like eight women hanging on him, maybe married to two or three. You didn't know. I mean, the whole thing was odd if you really look about it, think about it. But he was revered.
Yeah.
Was he independently wealthy, or did the money come from
I think he built the enterprise? No, I think he built it. I'm pretty sure.
I do too.
And Marilyn Monroe is the first cover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of Playboy trivia up
you
in
do.
This head.
You know,
I don't know why.
Trish, you're saying like the classic joke, which I've always hated. It's such a tired joke. But like, oh, I get it for the articles. The articles really were some of the best. Like some of the best writers would appear in Playboy, like over lots of different magazines. So, I mean, I didn't understand any of it.
Nor did you probably give it much time.
I mean, I'm 13. I mean, what?
So he's like, I'm going to get around to reading that one of these days.
Oh, no, no. You had plenty of time to read. You know? Well, now that that's over, let me see. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Happy Friday, guys. 421 DGS. Here's one of the dumbest pieces of show prep I've ever seen. It's people. Says last week, the Biden administration said that they'll distribute COVID-19 test kits for free. Well, it's only four tests allowed per residential address. So here are some families that would not qualify for all these tests. The Tanner family on Full House. Charlie Bucket's family on Willy Wonka. What the hell? What are the radio shows doing?
Ooh, it's only four per address.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I feel bad because I sent my tests to my mom's house because I had my porch pirate situation.
Oh, yeah.
So she can just have mine. It's fine.
Well, you can do yours.
I didn't realize I was like taking her spot.
Well, it's one per address, but you get four.
Right.
Four in
tests.
The box.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you should still do yours. And if someone takes it, they take it.
Yeah. But she'll have to send hers to my address because I just used up her address. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, sorry, mommy.
She can send it to mine. I'll send mine to Andrew's.
Okay.
Can't you fill it out and just put your address?
Yeah. But I already ordered mine to her. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
I know. Just do the reverse and put your address.
But I'm going to have to tell her to do that.
Watching someone defend their PhD thesis, and I don't understand
any
of it.
Just do it. They don't know who's sitting at the computer.
Right. I'm just saying, like, she could be trying to do it right now, and she's like, it's bouncing me out. It's not working.
Okay. What am I not understanding?
I don't know.
So Rachel sent her test to her mom's house.
Yeah. Yes. Because sometimes I just ship things to my mom.
So that house is done.
The house is done. So Trish is proposing, what if Rachel's mother just sends them to Rachel's apartment?
No, I'm just telling
now.
Rachel to go on
I'll
the computer
right
and put
right
her
now.
Address in with her mom's name.
Yeah, okay.
But if they get stolen off my porch, we're back to square one.
Well, yeah, but at least they'll have tests.
That's true.
They won't be going to work with COVID.
I have like PTSD since my latest porch pirate thing.
Dude, try having your car stolen, which has happened to me three times now. It is a real violation.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Did you go any further trying to get it? Oh, what happened?
I put in a claim with UPS, and they said that they're doing something, and I've been checking with Macy's, and it feels like the kind of thing where it's going to take so much work that it's not even going to really be worth it, or I'm going to get the money back in like 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's a bummer.
the whole point was I bought these sheets from Macy's. They were having a big home sale, and they were so pretty. They were purple. I was excited. And so now if I wanted to just, oh, okay, I'll reorder them. Well, now they're twice the price, you know? So it's just a giant bummer. I know people get way worse violations all the time, but it stinks.
I had one this week. I bought on eBay a vintage Cleveland Browns football helmet. And yeah, it says delivered, but it ain't anywhere near my porch.
Oh, no.
So one of those guys is wearing a helmet now. So, yeah.
So you just give up at that point?
Hell yeah.
Do we want to go into the whole story on why you wanted that? Just as a...
There's no story.
you just wanted an old football helmet?
I had one as a kid.
Oh, okay.
Did you have the picture of me holding the package? So the other day, Rachel had something delivered here, and she was like, hey, can you run down and get that? So I went down, and the guy was holding it, and I tried to take it from him, and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I got to film you holding that. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's so a good, just, I like it. I like that.
Me going, which is fine, but it was just me going like, oh. Well, like,
dude, I did not get a picture of that, but I'm going to look for it.
That happened to me with Uber Eats, mm-hmm, where the guy was lost. So I went walking down the sidewalk and we found each other. And he's so nice. He's like, thank you, brother. I could have been here for hours. And then I go walking off. He goes, oh, oh, I need a picture of you. And I thought he knew who I was. And I'm like, well, this is awkward.
Sir, no autographs when I'm at home, please.
Do you want to get in it with
it's
me?
My personal time.
I simply just woke up with this face. I
really did, though. I thought he was like, hey, I'm a big fan. And he just took a picture of me holding the bag. I'm like, well, that's...
Didn't they take a picture of you when they delivered food? The back of you?
One time they did, yeah.
Walking into the building.
It was a picture of me, like, waddling like this, holding a...
Oh, my gosh.
Holding a bag.
Well, that's one way to make sure people get their stuff.
Evidently, this black bear in a flannel shirt picked up this order.
And they're selling that video later on the internet.
Dave, I know I told you I wanted to talk about a certain thing here, but I kind of want to ask if anyone... in the conversation right now has any idea what Wordle is, because it is taking over Twitter. Have you seen this on your Twitter, Trish?
Yeah.
People playing Wordle and posting like colored blocks. What's going on with that? I feel so out of the loop.
It's a new word game.
With friends kind of thing.
It's sort of like, as I understand it, every day there's a new word. A couple of my friends are doing it. They're very into it. There's like a new word and it's like a word puzzle. Basically, it's like you're trying to guess what the word is. If the word is like hyperactive, whatever clues they give you or the colors of the blocks matter somehow. I've not done it, but I know that it's just like a social word puzzle.
Oh, okay. So this is embarrassing. I tried to download Wordle to try to, you know.
Oh, I have a good story
about
that.
One of the masses. Really?
Because it's a website. It's not an app.
Well, I downloaded something that was like Wordy or something, and it was it's not like that at all. It was more like there's letters and you string them together to make a word, but it was all letters
third
long.
Reich puzzles.
So the guy, there is an app that is Wordle, and I don't know if it's spelled the same or whatever, but it's an old app and it's not this thing that everyone's doing.
I did that.
What everyone's doing is a website. So this guy feels bad that, I guess you have to pay for it, that everybody is, he's making money off people's mistake, so he's now donating it to charity, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, he's like, I know you're not buying my app, you're trying to get to this other place, so I'm going to donate.
Or his lawyer was like, you could get in trouble for
fraud. I don't
could
know.
You?
Maybe. I mean, if they think
that
he was
existing.
Yeah,
I guess if it was already existing, yeah.
If people aren't going to investigate what they're buying, that's not his fault.
Mm-hmm. I felt dumb, though, because I had the app. I had the Wordle app. Okay, this makes me feel so much better that this has happened to other people, because I just thought that I was stupid. And I'm trying to, I'm like, I want the colored boxes that everyone's posting on Twitter. I want to be cool. And it just wasn't working at all.
Anyone still play Words with Friends? I went through a stage there.
I never played it.
It's fun. I mean, you know, there was another game that my wife was really, it wasn't Words with Friends, it was like knockoff Words with Friends, but it was fun. It was like a sphere of words and you had to like rotate it to find the right, I don't know. It was like, I guess it was just a crossword. I don't know.
I used to
play crosswords.
I was thinking of this game I used to play called Draw Something. Did you guys play this?
I
love
that.
Wasn't that fun?
I don't
so much
that.
Fun.
It was basically like Pictionary, but through an app, and you could play. Yeah. Spread out like you do with Words with Friends. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, my sister Deb's an artist, and when I was a kid, and then I did this with my kids, we called it doodles, and we'd do it for hours where one person would just make a just like any kind of a little something, and then you had to make it into something. And I swear, like that, it just like stimulates the creative juices and play it with your kids. So, Rach, there's some an update on the Gabby Petito case?
Yes. According to the FBI, when they found Brian Laundrie's body in October, doesn't it seem like it was 2 weeks ago and also 6 months ago?
Yeah,
I mean,
both.
What a crazy case. When they found his body, they also recovered a notebook. And a review of the notebook revealed written statements by Brian Laundrie claiming responsibility for Gabby Petito's death. According to the FBI.
So he pretty much confessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I saw today, too, they're not charging his parents, right?
I did not see that, Trish, but...
Let me look real quick. Thought I just glanced at that a while ago. Here we go.
Man, that whole thing.
Crazy.
I mean, obviously, anytime someone does that, it's crazy. But just everything around that and the parents and I've never spent a day in law enforcement, so I'm completely speaking out of ignorance. But didn't it seem like... They probably could have found something out. Like, it just seemed like they were just kind of circling. And we all kind of knew what was going on, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think, too, it's because so many people got involved on the internet. Like,
yeah.
They thought they were part of the investigation and almost leading it, which was odd to watch, but what we do now.
What do you mean, Dave? You felt like law enforcement wasn't pressuring the family enough?
It didn't smell right.
Right.
I'm not saying that law enforcement was like they're in on it or something.
Right.
It just didn't smell right but then again, I don't know. I don't know that part of the law. And it just seemed like when it was so clear that there could have been more they could have done to pressure things. And then just the whole bit, like, so he comes home without her. No one makes a big deal out of it. And then they go on this camping trip. Then he walks into the woods, kills himself, leaves a note. Everything was just so bizarre about it.
I wonder if how much of them not putting that much pressure on the parents, or at least that we could see. I wonder how much of it was they hadn't found her body yet, so there was really nothing that they could go on other than, I've got a bad feeling about this kid. You know, there was no, like, hard evidence to where you could justify bringing them in every day and interrogating them.
Trish, you've talked about how you would like to be a private detective.
Yeah.
And the other night I was watching, I don't know what it was. It was some kind of a detective show. One of those like First 48 or something. And it looked fun. I mean, someone had died, right? But I mean, the detective part of it, like just like, okay, Andrew, Dave, your partners. Now you got to go out and solve this case.
It smells like a show to me.
And we're going to get them.
And let's say we're like, okay, so.
You're breaking all the rules, Glover.
Someone killed Rachel. We think it's Trish. It just seems fun. Like, okay, let's do this. Let's do that. And let's go sweat this guy. And
it's fun to
stakeouts.
It's fun, like, in your everyday life when you, like, deduce things. You know what I mean? Like, when you.
You uncover things.
Yeah, like, when you uncover something or when you're able to, like, figure out.
Catch people in a lie.
Yeah, it's a neat feeling. Like, it is very, like,
what
exciting.
Are you guys deducing on a daily basis? I guess I don't really, like, do
I
that.
I just have a lot of people tell me things that. It puts a lot of other things together for
so
me.
So you like to gossip.
They just tell me.
That's
I don't know why.
Crappy.
I'm serious. People just tell me things, and I just figure things out. That's probably how I'd get a lot of my PI jobs. People just tell me things. I'll take your case.
That's the name of your agency?
Mm-hmm.
People tell me stuff?
People tell me stuff.
I'll get your husband's mistress's friend to just talk to me. Just chat.
Some headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. When you opt into the Good For You program now through the end of February, you have a chance to win $1,000 in Schnucks rewards points. Thought this was kind of a crazy story. So divers were helping a sheriff's department in Texas search for the remains of a missing man. But while they were diving into this lake to find his body, they discovered 13 sunken vehicles. This was Lake Whitney in Texas. They were searching it for 3 days, and they uncovered 13 vehicles that they didn't know would be at the bottom of this lake. Not many details were released about the vehicles that they found, but a couple of them were 30 to 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
So what do they think? They think it was like murders or
accidents?
Ditching cars?
Like I said, there weren't that many details about the vehicles, but it's weird to uncover 13 at a time when you're looking
in
for a guy's body. Yeah. This is a statistic that may blow your mind. 1/4 of all reported U.S. COVID cases have been reported in the past month. So we've had 69 million cases in the United States, and 1/4 of them were diagnosed from mid-December and mid-January alone.
Well, I haven't heard of that many people getting it. Except for right now. Does that make sense?
Wait, yeah.
I'm hearing of the most people getting it that I know right now, not even in the past year and a half.
Also, the numbers are so far off. They're so underreported. I can name 5 people in my life who all tested positive, had COVID to varying degrees, and no one knows about it.
Like, or
no health agencies.
Or the people who have been sick and just didn't test but assumed it was COVID, so just stayed home.
Yeah.
That's a lot, too.
What's more is these like she said, these numbers might not even scrape the surface of where we currently stand because of so many at-home testing kits. My case is not reported anywhere other than I've said it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
There's no official record of Rachel Zimmerman having COVID. Team USA is 100% vaccinated against COVID ahead of the Beijing Olympics, and not a single one of the 200-plus athletes asked for a medical exemption. So no drama there. Unlike what we've seen with like these tennis tournaments lately.
Well, you know what, though? It doesn't really matter whether you're vaccinated for Omicron. That's what everyone is saying. That's what every healthcare person is saying, that the vaccines currently don't give you any extra protection from catching it. It's going to make it less severe. But if I'm standing next to Bo, who's unvaccinated, and Trish has it, we could both get it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if everyone's 100% vaccinated going to Beijing, but it's Omicron, they'll still get it.
Mm-hmm. But their likelihood of having a hard time with it goes down significantly. That's the thing we have to remind people of, is vaccines aren't necessarily there to keep you from ever getting sick. Your symptoms are going to be more muted whenever you have vaccinated.
And everyone's making Omicron sound like a head cold. And we just had Jeff Smith on last couple of days, who is younger than me, way more fit than me, and he had it really bad with Omicron. And he was completely boosted and vaccinated. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My health knows somebody in a similar situation that's just like in a very bad way with it. And it's scary.
Sorry. I mean,
you wonder how much of that is Jeff's makeup, or the person who gave it to him had an especially bad case. You know, because it's like I watched how Rach went through it, and some other people, family members, and then Jeff, and everyone's just so very different.
You know, something else worth thinking about, before we had Omicron, there was, people would get regular COVID, like the old COVID that was way worse and affected your lungs and stuff a lot more. So that's still here as well. Mm-hmm. That's still going on.
Yeah, of those cases that were reported from mid-December to mid-January, 74% have involved the Omicron variant, but it could be old COVID too whenever you see these more severe cases.
450 DGS, happy Friday. Our buddy Michael Calhoun is in from the newsroom. So I honestly don't know what's going on, so I'm glad you're here. Why is today such a big deal? What's Eric Schmidt doing? And I don't understand.
So this is about masks. The state attorney general, Eric Schmidt, has been releasing, it seems like every half hour, he releases a new school district that he's filed a lawsuit against today. And it's all because they have mask mandates and he wants them to stop, to halt. So we've got Lindbergh, Hazelwood, Ferguson, Florissant, Maplewood, Richmond Heights, Webster Groves, Pattonville, Fox, Parkway, Valley Park, Melville, Leduc, Clayton, Rockwood, Brentwood, St. Louis City, St. Charles, Afton, Francis Howell, and Fort Zumwalt, which the attorney general has sued so far. Many others statewide, outstate Missouri. The list is much longer, but that's so far in the St. Louis area.
So is there any immediate effect, or is it just, okay, because I know how lawsuits work, and I'll talk to you in 3 years. I mean, is there anything?
The school districts are calling their attorneys, so they're going to get bills. You know, they're beginning the process to defend themselves against this. The attorney general says that the school districts don't have the authority to issue a mask mandate. Ties it back to the recent Cole County judge's ruling that says bureaucrats and executives can't just issue a mandate here and there. It's got to come from an elected body. And so some of the response, especially from school districts and from Education Plus, which represents school districts, is that this is not like the superintendent issuing something. This is a elected school board issuing these. So we'll see how the court battle goes.
Thoughts, guys?
Well, kind of going back to what Rachel said earlier when Hancock and Kelly were here, our money's paying for these lawsuits.
Right.
On both ends.
Right. On both ends. Great point.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So if a school to get this mandate in place, the school board had to approve it or mm-hmm. vote in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the whole thing I don't get. You don't want government interference, but yet you're interfering on what a school board of a certain district has decided on. So you're doing what you're saying you don't
want
done.
Bigger government getting involved with local government, which I thought the Republicans, you know, thought that was bad in general. So this is a bit confusing for me, but
the Democrat Lucas Kuntz, who's running for Senate, says, I think his quote in the news was, I thought Republicans were for local mm-hmm. control. So that's been one of the reactions. And the State School Boards Association and Education Plus say that state statute actually says school boards are empowered to reduce communicable disease transmission and keep schools safe. But again, the attorney general says school districts do not have the authority to impose at their whim public health orders for their school children. This is doubly true when the public health order in this case, face masks, creates a barrier to education that far outweighs any speculative benefit.
We should just all be mad that this circus is playing out because somebody is running for a higher office and using our money to do it, pretty much.
Michael, do you mind reading that last line again about a face mask being a barrier?
Yeah, that is doubly true when the public health order, in this case face masks, creates a barrier to education that far outweighs any speculative benefit. Indeed, far from providing any benefit, masking students imposes positive harms, physical, emotional, and developmental, on school children. End quote.
It's one of those things that's just a little wild to me, because in 2020, when kids were completely out of school, it was bargaining. Let's do anything we can to get these kids back at their desks. And it seemed like the grand compromise between COVID and real life was you can wear a mask and that's going to help protect the children and the adults working with the children at these schools. Now you're back in school and suddenly putting a mask on is damaging the emotions. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
What if the school districts made some sort of decision? We're trying to fit these actions into something that makes sense and are normal when we all know that this is just one guy who wants attention because he's running for Senate.
Well, and there are plenty of parents out there who don't want their mm-hmm. child masked at school. Like that, that's a real thing. But all of these school boards have made these decisions independently of each other. I mean, there's a reason why most doctors out there are going to tell you, like, it's good for children to wear masks at school. It's going to help mitigate COVID spreading. Yeah. So
Saying is the state knows more than the local school district. That's what you're saying.
Filing this.
Yes,
yeah.
Hazelwood, like in Jefferson City, we know more about your kids, the parents and the teachers, than you do. And therefore we're going to usurp our authority over yours. It's a very, I'm no expert, I'm no scholar, but it's a very non-conservative thing to do to get attention. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.